The River, A Warning for America. This vision was received in May 2016. I was standing beside a very wide, slow-moving river in America. There were no houses or buildings in sight, just trees alongside the river, which ran through a very flat area. It was a very sunny, warm day with no clouds in the sky. As I stood beside the river, I began to notice small American Indian canoes drifting down the river toward me. This was deeply concerning, for I knew what lay ahead, an enormous waterfall only a short distance away. I began to yell at first and then began to wave my hands as well, trying to warn the people in the canoes to pull over to the side of the river and get out of the current. I could tell by the sounds of their voices that they had no sense of what was happening or the danger they were in. They were laughing and talking like this was just a pleasant summer paddle down the river, and they had no idea that within moments they were going to be headed into terrible danger and death. I began to shout at the top of my lungs and wave my arms over my head, trying to get their attention and direct them to safety. This I could not do. I saw one person look over at me briefly, as if thinking, "What's her problem?" and then turn to her friend behind her and laugh. I increased my efforts to warn them, but none of them seemed to be hearing me or heeding my calls. They seemed to think this was a pleasant river cruise, just an enjoyable pastime on a lazy, hot summer day. Then, with horror, I saw them getting caught in the pull of the strong current that was leading to the waterfall. Suddenly, they began to realize what was happening to them and frantically tried to paddle to the side of the river to break free from its grip, but it was too late. The river now had its hold on them, and there was no escaping it. With great sadness and sorrow, I watched as they all were swept around the bend toward the huge waterfall and to their death and doom. This vision perfectly describes how I feel every day as I warn my neighbors, friends, and family of what lies ahead in the future concerning the world situation and their spiritual condition. I know there is a waterfall of doom and judgment ahead. I know how to escape the world's treacherous current of sin, and I know how easy it is to be spiritually deceived into thinking it is just a lazy summer day and to be lulled into spiritual apathy. I do not seem to be able to get anyone to heed my warnings or listen to me concerning these things, and with great sadness, I watch them float past me and get caught in the pull of the ever-increasing current that leads to the waterfall. One by one, they all slip by me, and I am left alone by the side of the river. If you are reading this and you can hear what I am saying, turn your canoe to the side right now and head to the riverbank. Believe in the Lord Jesus and His deliverance for you from the power of sin and His guidance during the difficult days ahead. This is no lazy summer day. You are headed toward the waterfall and spiritual death and judgment. Why not listen to God calling you before it is too late? Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews 3:7-8. www.christcrucified.info